officers guarding the closed monument. Balking at her initial demand to be let in, they had given her a hard time while checking her story. Then the sirens had started wailing from all angles, and their commander came back with direct orders to open the monument and let her ride to the top. Bree had lost 8 minutes in the process, but pushed that frustration to the back of her mind. They had 50 minutes to find the bomb. Bree went straight to the high slit windows cut in the west wall of the monument and peered through the binoculars toward the Lincoln Memorial and the long rectangular pool that reflected its image and that of the Washington Monument. When she'd started to run toward the towering limestone obelisk, she hoped to get high enough to catch sight of someone fleeing the mall or acting strangely. But too much time had passed. The bomber would have beat feet, gotten as far away as possible, wouldn't he? That was the logical thought, but Bree wondered if he might be the kind of sicko to stick around, admire his explosive handiwork. Even at this early hour, there were scores of people running, walking, and riding on the paths that crisscrossed the mall and paralleled the reflecting pool. Others were standing as if transfixed by the chorus of sirens coming closer and closer. Bree pivoted, strode across the observation deck to the east wall where she could look out toward the U.S. Capitol and triggered the radio mic. "This is Metro COD Stone," she said.